Well, that's probably the main reason I purchased the horse is because he had won at going the distance. So, you know, you'd like to hope that the horse can. Before, I had bought a couple horses that had won at going short and hoping that they could stretch out. And so this time I wanted to buy a horse that was proven at a mile and an eighth.
And it's a good field by the looks of it. I'm not a horseman like you. I'll never try to pretend to be one. But just in sitting back and listening to some of the comments made, though, you know, you have Oil Money here, and of course, the Alberta contender, Call It a Wrap. So it's a quality field, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a very tough race. Oil Money is very fast. Trying to beat Robertino for the last few years, I've been definitely unsuccessful. He's got me more often than not, but I'd like to turn the tables on him just one time would be nice.
Yeah, you'd be running down the track on Monday, I guess, if that happened, eh?
I would be running as fast as I could go anyway, which isn't very fast, but...
You know, the 71st running of the Manitoba Derby, I mean, your own business is not far here from an Assiniboia down, so this has to be a pretty special event for you.
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of the racetrack people coming out to the restaurant for years and years, so we get to know a lot of
people. Go ahead, give it a plug.
So, you know, we over the years, I've been coming out for a long time, so it's always been a dream of mine to win the Manitoba Derby, and here we are, and I'm going to give it our all. What can we do?
Have you had one of those derbies, John, where it was, oh, man, I should have won, or we came so close? Or
unfortunately, I haven't had one of those derbies yet. I keep winning the gold. I've won the Golden Boy twice, right, which is 6 furlongs, and yet my horses haven't been able to stretch out to the mile and an eighth distance, so I decided this year I was going to take a different approach and maybe get one that had already won at the distance.